Holy Ghost is in the house, anything is possible. Anything. Anything. Scriptures. That's why it's a summit, it's a retreat. You come people and they stay. There are many things the Holy Spirit will not be able to do in your life except you give him protracted seasons of exposure. Some of the reasons why you have not been able to touch some dimensions in God is not because God is not willing. It's because you are not willing. Willingness is manifested in how much and how far you are willing to go. You come before God, you stay. When you stay long enough, many things will happen. You see, the glory of God is majestic. In other words, you can't force it to move. So what you do is that you wait. That's the concept of waiting. If you are in a hurry, God is not in a hurry. Because he sets things in place before he begins to move. Beyond what he wants to do with us, even what he wants to do in us, there are dimensions of God that as you are now, you might not be able to carry it. So he begins to put things in place. He told Moses, he said, this is what you will do. Do it today, tomorrow, the third day, my glory will appear. Something will happen here in these 3 days. And it's beyond here. It's about the territory. You see, some of us, God sent us into this territory, this southeast. No, we are not. If God didn't send us, we are in trouble. Because this land is hard. Some time ago, I was somewhere. And I had an encounter with God. And he began to show me that there is an angel of southeast. I never knew that there is a being like that. You see, because the demand of this time is actually large, and there are certain kinds of principalities that you will begin to encounter, both on the side of light and on the side of darkness. Because of what God wants to do, you are a witness. You have collided with many. You see, you can be doing normal ministry for long. You will not know that there are beings and things that is in the territory until you begin to do some things that will stir up their manifestations. Because I also saw that python again. And God gave me authority over the spirit of python. He gave me authority. So as you are going on, many things will be happening. The healings are already going on. There is somebody, you have movements around your body. There are movements around your body. It's gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Before I take a shot from the scriptures, give me volume small. Bero sabranta babaha kambreta babananti akuratos. Embreta babana kambreta baniata kambretokos. Ifa bata diakumbre. Samanta popopoko sobrata babante krete bamianta kabana. You see, there is no revival without prayers. It's not possible. No, it's not possible. Prayer conditions the territory for God to move. Conditions the people for God to move. Conditions everything. The 2/3 of the Godhead is in intercession. That is why anytime you get serious with God, He will recruit you into intercession. As a matter of fact, one of the major contexts of stature with God, climbing to a place where it seems as if your voice, you see, the truth is this, it's not as if God has favorites, no, but He has intimates. He's only normal. Dr. Vars, are welcome. Okay, see the way Dr. Var and Dr. Uzi is now. You cannot go and do that thing. It's called intimacy. Amen. Where are you? Go and try it on that man. You will see what will happen now. The truth is that it's not as if he is partial, but something has happened. And somebody has gained a place of favor. And that is the same way. It's not as if God is partial, but people can, by interacting, obedience, get into places in God where He begins to prefer their communication than others. It is normal. So when you get into that place, it will seem as if God honors your words, honors your Christ, honors your works more than others. No, it's because you have also honored God by your own presence. When you get to that place, the very essence of getting to that place is intercession. The man Abraham, he came to a point, and Lot was in the same Sodom, and he was not able to change anything. They have to recruit Abraham from somewhere else. The men moving to go and destroy the city came and said, "We have a job doing. There is a job, something we want to destroy that city." Meanwhile, the man that they are talking to is not in that city, but his territorial reach affects those places. Then he began to bargain with God. There are certain things I read in the scriptures, and I know that God will have to help us. He bargained with God to a point that He is the one that decided at this point it's okay. How much power can we have with God if we get into the place of intimacy? It was at that place that Abraham began to intercede. He said, "Lord, if we can get 10 righteous people, will you still?" He said, "If we find 10, it's okay." That's intercession. Because we do not measure how a city is by the sinners and your right. No, we measure it by the righteous men that is there. We need intercessors and more intercessors. Before I just go to what I want to say, just lift up your right hand. There are 14 intercessors. God will add ranks, add more authority to you. There are 5 of them. You have been very faithful. You have been very faithful. You see, the reason why God adds rank and authority for people is that the truth is that they are clearance level in the spirit. Somebody came, she has been praying. In fact, she's a prayer machine for years, and God has been using her to do many things. Until recently, I just prayed with her. And that night, when she now prayed, she saw that the very bed she's sleeping on is actually an ancient altar. What happened is that suddenly she saw under the bed a python, saw some altars, some candles under her bed, and her bed was lifting up. Now what happened is that she said, how can this thing happen? This bed that I've been praying on, that people have slept on this bed and had encounters, the same bed. So a woman appeared to her and told her that this has been the normal thing in your generation, that your ancestors serve this God, and is not optional, that she should not bother herself, that she should even continue with her ministry. Anyway, this might be deeper things for some of you. This is what causes, when people move to a certain point, then you notice that their ministry become corrupt. They started well, because the Spirit told her, we will empower you, just be going, don't stop what you are doing, but after some time you will now add this. Now this has been there for long, until she was brought up to a realm in intercession, and then her eyes was able to pick those things. Yes, I know you have been praying, but there are things concerning your family you have not even seen. It's when your rank is increased, then you begin to interface with those things. You are doing well, but there are some things you cannot, they are not bothered. I remember many years ago, I think one of my friends, they were praying at Oka, and as we were praying, the principality of that territory appeared. Now, with all our prayer, he was not moved. He was just, seem as if he's taking fresh air. It is in those days that you cry that God will increase your rank. You must understand the things of the Spirit, the realities of the Spirit, that there are ranks. The scripture says in the book of Jude that when Michael appeared before Lucifer, he did not raise railing accusations, because even though he is not part of the order again, he understood rank. He understands that there are things in the spirit that is still rigid. A man has to understand and interface with them properly. It takes wisdom. Just lift up your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, O God, to increase the grace, the authority of these ones that are faithful in intercession. I ask you to appoint a few amongst us, so that by our interaction in the place of prayer, your will and purpose for our territory will begin to come to pass. I ask you, O God. Now, listen to me now. Just lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the next few minutes, I don't have time, so we have to do this fast. The hand is going to come on those people. The hand of God is going to come on those people. The hand of God is going to come on those people. The hand of God is going to come on those people. The hand of God is going to come on those people. Anoint them with fresh oil, Holy Spirit. From my left hand side to my right hand side, to the back, in the name of Jesus Christ. That the burden of revival, the move of God, the recovery of the tokens that we are lost to Satan, the recovery of the territories that we are lost to Satan will be facilitated by their ministry in the place of prayer and intercession. Help me and find the Holy Ghost. Help me and find the Holy Ghost. Put your hands upon them. Put your hands upon them. Put your hands upon them, Holy Ghost. Put your hands upon them. 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 Holy Ghost. Samanto kibrata kapama jambre kopata bahata pakatas zambrata pabina kombre lepota kapata manta kapata bemina tapakubre tapata shapeto kobra dapapana tapapalea rapato kopanata lapota sebrente kapania jamanto kapata babra epeto kopata panata lebrota papana radika brata mabata mamano kopoto jamenanta kapa. Listen to me, it's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, it's coming now. Holy Ghost, put your hands upon them. Anoint 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 them. It's coming stronger. 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 Ah! Bako pata bahata kapeno. Shamento krato sita pata. Manta kapeno. Kayata kapado. Holy Ghost! It's coming. It's too strong. 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 Kamos, Kibana, Ambre, Kapata, Hadabaka. Put your hands on the Holy Ghost. Put your hands on the Holy Ghost. Put your hands on the Holy Ghost. It's coming. It's coming. Partition. It's coming. 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 Sopataha kabena noko pratesh epeto kapana prati kapoya kodos. I can see the oil being poured in the spirit. It's getting stronger. 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 Holy Ghost. 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 You cannot function in your ordination without the requisite enablement. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. The Christian life is an enabled life. It's 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 an enabled life. Just reduce it. Listen to me now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Samo rapa hata kapena. Pranto kapata hatamana. Ambre de pokato kabos. Ambre kapata baba. Shitabona. Ambra kapataya. Sapato. Bataka bataka. There is five of you. You have been faithful. You have been faithful. God is here to increase your rank. God is here. 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 I will count to 14. And the Holy Ghost will move. One, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Help me and find them. 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 Two, help me and find them. Three, help me and find them. Four, help me and find them. Five, help me and find them. Six, help me and find them. Seven, help me and find them. Eight, help me and find them. Nine, help me and find them. Ten, help me and find them. 11, help me and find them. Holy Ghost, help me and find them. 12, help me and find them. 13, help me and find them. 14, help me and find them. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. In fact, I can feel the anointing. I can feel the anointing. It's coming. It's coming like fire. 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. It's coming like fire. Like fire, like fire, like fire. Holy Ghost, it's coming like fire. 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 The Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Psalm chapter 110. Hold the hands of your neighbor and pray in the spirit for 1 minute. 1 minute. Sombre la paprosa cambreta pamaha. Grate cambrando matukas kebrete penia. Ambrada babo kobobo sige bridi banaha tabakama brente banaha kabenanto shabaranda babaranto katoa zabele tekiatura na babana ambre kapota kambre de bene shabarata bambabano takambra tabama natalia lembre de betoko horodobo soka brada banata la baba embre de bene tekianta protomono In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are in Psalms chapter 110, say amen. Let me hear that. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. The Lord said, if you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say amen. Okay, let's get there. Let's get there quickly, 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 quickly. If you are there, say amen. Okay, let's go together. 1, 2, ready, go. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Amen. Now look at that scripture. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. No, we are more than this. Your amen should be louder. If you are with me, say amen. Let's make it better. If you are with me, say amen. The people at the back, come to the front. I don't want anybody to pass this pillar. This one I'm pointing at now. Please obey me. I don't like distraction. Come, 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 come. Come and see this side. Come and see this side. Don't sit beyond that pillar. Don't sit beyond that. This pillar I'm pointing at. Don't sit beyond it. Come and sit. Come on. There are seats here. You can sit here. The scripture says, and the Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. You see, before I used to think that everything that needed to be done was done when Jesus finished the work on the cross. No, the work he finished on the cross was the one that enabled us to do the real work, because it is what restored us to the original setting, the one that Adam lost. Many things that was possible to Adam are much more the new man that is in Christ Jesus, so that he will be enabled to continue the work that God intended when he made creation. That work, that mandate, is the mandate we call the mandate of dominion. Now listen to me now. Now the context of this scripture, are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. The context of this scripture is the context of dominion. You see, David had that man is a strange man. There are certain seasons of his life that you will see him, it will seem as if he's a king. Some certain seasons it seems as if he's a priest, and some certain seasons it seems as if he's a prophet. When he entered the temple those days, and he entered into the holy place and took the bread and ate, that is only meant for the priest. Some people thought he would die. He didn't die. The reason he didn't die is that the people are looking at what they are seeing in the physical. They didn't know that that man was trained as a priest. And some seasons, the scripture says, he came to Ziklag and said, give me the effort. And he carried the effort and said, oh God, what is your mind? There was no Abiathar at that time. The is a man functioning as a prophet.
What people don't know is that when he was in the wilderness, and all he landed on his life. That is the type of man that God is raising in this time.
They will see you doing calculation in your office. They won't know it's Elijah that is sitting there with the revival mantle. You are just, that one is just your job. You know your work. Your work is to dominate.
So we find you in campus, and you think the reason why you are in campus is to come and read your book. No, the campus needs to be conquered and put underfoot. And I'm coming today. It's just that the mandate that the Holy Ghost has over your campus is the mandate of dominion. Unfortunately, God cannot administer the mandate of dominion on his own. Just follow me. If you don't follow me now, you will miss me now. There is a place I'm going to. Are you with me, Chine? If you don't follow me now, where? And I want to lay the foundation. Now, when Jesus died and rose up, there are things that accrued to him on the account of that thing that he did. You see? Now, when he was able to accomplish everything that he did by his death, resurrection, and everything, the scripture says that he was coronated. And one of the ways, actually, the way we knew that he was coronated is what happened in your session. The Holy Ghost begins to move. It is a sign. It's always the sign that Jesus is still seated. As a matter of fact, when I was doing youth service, that's why I sing down my song. Lamb of God, you are seated at the right hand of the Father. You are holy. Holy, you are holy. Lamb of God, you are seated at the right hand of the Father. You are holy. Holy, you are holy. The reason why I sing this song is not because the song is sweet, but because of the revelation that is captured there. Anytime I want the outpouring, the move of the Spirit, I only do one thing. I capture the man seated. Because the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is dependent on the seated Jesus. When the man was coronated, Peter said, knowing therefore that same Jesus is now what? Lord and Christ. And he has set forth the Holy Ghost as a sign that he is now seated. Are you with me now? So anytime we come to a territory and we have reached a point where we have enthroned Jesus as the Lord and Christ, on that day, revival has started. Revival cannot start in a city where Jesus is still a prince. You see, there are places where Jesus is still a prince. He is not yet king. And once he sits on a place, on that day, revival has come. Because there is a mandate that the Holy Ghost has been given. The mandate is that he should apply and enforce the promise that the Father gave the Son. He said, rule that, sit down and rule in the midst of your enemies. And that thing is not possible except the rod of strength is what stretched forth from Zion. Are you not with me? He said, the Lord said what? To my Lord, what? Sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. He said, but this cannot be possible except the rod of strength is stretched from Zion. So the Holy Ghost has a mandate. The Holy Ghost has a work. He has only one work, to make sure that his enemies becomes his footstool. Amokabakasai. The spirit of might is resting on me. Pali kobata amboka pahatakai kamanto. By the same power that Jesus was raised from the dead, the same power that death cannot stop, the facility was installed in us, knowing that anything that faces us is nothing if we can tap into that power. See, Satan is not that powerful. altars in this territory is not that powerful. Because there is a spirit I saw. I saw dragon in the spirit. And I've been trying to decipher that spirit. There are spirits that are sitting over the move of God in this territory. It has to be cut down. Satan is not that powerful. You are the first person that went to university in your family. That's not the challenge. The challenge is how much have you taken advantage of the facility of the Holy Ghost? Because the mandate of dominion has been handed over to the Holy Ghost. It so happens that in the earth realm that there is a legal premise to operate in this realm. The scripture says that the heaven of the heavens is God's own, but the earth has it was given to the children of men. Are you with me now? Sister, are you with me? Heaven is God's own, but earth he gave to the children of men. So it means that if you are not a man, you are not permitted to function here. Any spirit, it is on that. Let me show you. If you want to cast devil tomorrow, you notice that you want to cast out devils. It's easy. If you have this revelation that any spirit that operates on earth without license is illegal. Just that alone. In fact, my grandmother used to cast out devils. Ask me how. Because there are things they used to do those days. Some spirit will enter around 3 a.m. and they will start chanting. Doing that, they are chanting. In the sense that this spirit is illegal. Guess what? That spirit will not be able to accomplish that thing. Once you find a man that understands that the spirit operating is illegal, you can put a stop to what they are doing. These are people that understand the operations of the spirit realm and even the earth realm. He said, "The Lord said to my Lord, what? Sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool." Said, "Thou shalt stretch forth the rod of thy strength out of Zion." He now said, "Thy people shall be willing in the days of your power." Do you know what that scripture means? It means that even though the Holy Ghost given the mandate to establish dominion, he cannot do it alone. So on the day that power is manifest, he needs willing men. This night we want to excavate on the importance and fundamentality of God getting willing men. Because I found that it's not Jesus that is not willing. It's not the Holy Ghost that is not willing. The challenge is willing men. If I ask you now, what is willingness? Tell me, what is willingness? Get a mic. When you have finished answering, I want these two ladies to answer for me. You can come and sit in the front.
Willingness is the
act. God needs more intercessors like you. What is willingness?
Willingness is the act of doing something without being forced or asked to do it.
Mm. You see this definition? You know it's nice. And it is actually correct from human perspective. But this is not what God is talking about. Come and give them mic. What is willingness?
Willingness is something you do out of free will.
Free will?
Yeah, something you are not forced to do.
Okay, you can take. So listen well, it's obvious we don't know what is willingness. So let me show us what is willingness. The scripture says that
thy people shall be winning in the day of thy power. You see, you must understand scripture because it's step by step. First of all, he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. That means that, believe it or not, the full benefit what accrues to Jesus on the account of the victory he had has not been fully given to him. Yes. And the Father cannot lie. Get the point now. Follow me. I'm saying this thing so that you follow me. The Father cannot lie. You see? So, they now gave the Holy Spirit the mandate of making sure that the full package of what accrues to Jesus on the account of the victory he had was given to him. Remember, this is David giving this thing. And he was able to peep in into the mind of God even before the time came. He's a strange prophet. You know, there are levels in the prophetic. There are times when you begin to hear the mind of God and you are very accurate and you can be very powerful in God. But there are seasons you become a seer. You will literally be taken into the future and you begin to see things. Say, the Lord said to my Lord. In fact, for when Peter was analyzing this scenario in the book of Acts chapter 3, he said, in case you think David is talking about himself, he said that our patriarch David has died and his tomb is dead. So we cannot be talking about it. Listen to me now. So when the Holy Ghost was giving that mandate, he accepted it. But there is a challenge. The challenge is that the license to operate on earth has been willed to man. See, let me tell you. Listen to me now. You don't know what it means for somebody to be a man. To be a man is actually what to be a man is actually what angels are hustling to be. I'm telling you. Finally, when God decided to reveal himself, he said, let me be a man. And remember, that mutation is eternal in context. He's a man, he cannot be another thing again. So seated in heaven is a man. You need to know what it means to be a man. So the license of the earth realm was given to man. And God gave him dominion. Part of the things that Lucifer was looking for. Because no matter how powerful you are, you don't have a territory, you are still. Imagine how many of you are still staying in your father's house. You know how frustrating it is now. There are many things you would have wanted to do, but you can't do it. The reason is because you are still sitting under somebody's authority. You don't have a territory of your own. I have known many ladies that are married just because they want to run away from their father's house. One of my people said, I'm going to get a house in 2 weeks' time. Why? The father entered his room and said, come and join us in prayer. And the prayer they are doing, they use candle and use. So he said he will not join. The father said, I am your father and I am the owner of this house. Are you getting the point now? He said, you have to come and put head and then go. You see, this is a sign that you are operating in somebody's territory. And even, I don't want to go into the spiritual implication, even when you are praying in that place and the head of the house is still cutting covenant. There are things you will not be able to do. You will be very powerful, but on your own. So if you will ever intercede, the context of your intercession will be as it pertains to the person that is in charge of that territory. So Satan decided to leave heaven looking for a territory to be in charge of. God willed it to man and said that heaven is my own. This is what the scripture says, and the earth have given to the sons of men. So that even when God decided to come to this our realm, he obeyed that principle. This is the mystery behind incarnation, that even God himself is not willing to violate the laws and principles that he has set in place, so that the day he decided to bring to bear the plan of redemption, of course he started with incarnation. On that day he decided that he will not violate his own law. He has to pass through the womb of a woman and was clothed with flesh, was subject to the same things we are subject to. The scripture says that he was tempted in many ways. In fact, he said that we don't have a high priest that is not touched with our infirmities. Because this is a man that was hungry. He was tired. He was thirsty. At the pool of Sychar, he came there and told the woman, he said, "Give me water that I may drink." He derobed himself of deity so that he will be able to fulfill the quota of what it takes to be a man. Because it takes a certain kind of man for you to die for other men. And he's the one that is qualified. It is not God that will die for men. It is man that will die for man. It so happens that when God decided to die, he died as man. In fact, had he been, he came as God. The day he came to Mount Sinai, the scripture said, everywhere was quaking. And the children of Israel said, "Moses, please, oh, stay there." And Paul came in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, "That is a glory that faded away." There is a glory that is now inside of us. And that is the Holy Ghost. It is that installation of the Holy Spirit. It is on that basis that God will have dominion. You see, because the Father has promised his Son that as far as this atrium is concerned, as far as creature is concerned, a time will come when everything will be subjected under your feet. The question is, how is God intending to do this? Are you following me? Follow me now. How does God intend to fulfill this promise that he gave in the book of Psalms chapter 110? When he said, "The Lord said to my Lord," and remember, I told you that this, even though it was spoken by David, was never about David. As the scripture later told us in the book of Acts chapter 3, that Peter was exegeting concerning the outpouring that came down on the day of Pentecost. And he said that our patriarch David is now dead and his sepulcher is over there. So the scripture can never be talking about a man that is already dead. Are you with me now? So on that account, that means that this promise is still standing, because we have not yet seen it happen. The scripture told us in the book of Hebrews, he said, "We have not yet seen all things made subject to him." And that mandate to make all things subject to him was given to who? To who? To who? Thank you. To Holy Spirit. But the next verse said that thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. So that mandate that the Holy Ghost has can only be accomplished on the day that God has willing men. Are you with me now? The day that God has willing men is the day of power. That's the day of revival. The day that God has willing men. You see, the reason why I told them to define willingness is because I know, I want them to say what they know as men. Then we begin to look into what God, the scripture, defines as willingness. If your neighbor is sleeping, wake him or her. I think we should pray for 4 hours. Kamokata, 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 Akibogobosh, Kalish. Hey, some of you are students, and if you have exam, you don't sleep. I remember when I had MCB 322 in UNN those days. You are from UNN. MCB 322. 4-unit load. I read for more than 2 days straight without putting sleep in this my eyes. More than 2 days straight. After everything, I got sick. Now, but I was a king. Without my sea, I was a king in the land of blind men. Because if you go, oh my God, if you go to the result sheet, what is there is EF, 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 EF. Only that my one C is there. But it cost me. It cost me. In fact, I entered the exam, I was writing, you know, and my head was there. I said, let me just rest more. I slept for 30 minutes. That was how much I needed. You see what men can put themselves to collect certificate that cannot, you might not finally need. Somebody is an engineer and is a bank manager now for many years. How does the two relate? You see, there are some things we tell people from after we have passed through it, and it will seem as if now we understand better. But those days we were doing many things. There are many things you are doing now that is not important. And it's not God that will show you, time will show you that is not important. When the day comes, you will now wonder why you even wasted time doing those things. You wonder why you did not invest more on the one that you should have invested in. Like, you can carry first class. You can carry first class, and finally, the author in your family has not left you. Do you know the implication? You will be intelligent and frustrated. You can still be going to church, but you must know that, see, we lay hold on the riches of Christ. If you don't lay hold, if you don't lambano, you will just die. You will be like that elderly son. The prodigal son came back and they were killing for him. The one said, I am with you in this house. The father said, you are with me. You have never decided to lay hold any day. That's why sometimes, if you are not happy, just get wild in the Holy Ghost. Get wild. I remember when I was 12 years old, and a witch will always enter my room and come and eat my legs. Has it happened to you before? He will eat your finger. Eh? I'll be doing it like this. Now, why are you doing as if it has not happened to you? He will do it. And be eating the thing. The day you will know you are in trouble is if you wake up tomorrow and you want to take your bath. Some of the time they will use, I don't know whether it's nail or whatever, and scratch all of your body will be preparing you. It has happened to you now. If it has happened to you, raise your hand. You don't want to raise your hand. Don't allow me to ask the Holy Ghost to help me and find out. See, there is nothing the Holy Ghost cannot find out. He says he searches all things, even the deep things of God. So if he can search the deep things of God, how can he not search out the day that you were oppressed by the demon? I was in a Nijoko and a witch came and pressed me in the night. I woke up angry. I'm already a leader in the church, but witch. When I was 12, I now woke up that day and prayed and fasted for 2 days. You know, when it happened initially, I said, it's rat. My door is open. Some windows are open. I use things and close all the opening. Tomorrow, they even, that one, Once it's around that time, 11, 12, sleep that you can never explain. They will be doing you like this. Say after me. And then you sleep up. When you now sleep up, they ate me and ate me. That's when I knew that the problem is not the door open. That you run inside your house, that's not the way to run away from demons and devils. If you like, go and sleep in the shrine. Listen to me now. The distance you put between you and Satan is not a physical distance. What did I say? The distance you put between you and Satan and devils is not a physical distance. So in other words, you and an occultic man can be sleeping on the same bed, but you are many miles apart. The person will try from now till tomorrow to touch you, won't touch you. Meanwhile, you can say, my village, they are full of wicked people. Let me run away to town. A man went, he traveled abroad to US, and he went there. They just brought, are you with me? Follow me. They just brought his picture and called, Emeka, Emeka, come back. And they did like this. That's when you will know that you are in USA, but you are not far away. You are very, very close. As soon as they did it, the man turned. Who is calling me? That's how he left everything straight. Went to airport, booked flight. From there, he entered Nigeria. From there, he entered with nylon. Till today, he has not gone back. No, he's not. No. It's not by pity. Eh? The physical distance you put between your father's house and the altars is not the real distance. It's the spiritual distance. When you come, they will know that a man has come. The last program I finished in my village. Jesus Christ. I entered there. I told them that, in fact, I just wanted to share scripture. I just said, let's open to the book of, I was just introducing it, and then which is started manifesting in my front. The eyes of the lady entered inside. In my front like this, I have not done anything. And the lady, he was doing like this. It's obvious they sent the lady to come and harm me. He was doing like this, but I just stood. Because even though we are close, it seems as if we are close physically, we are miles apart. There are they that are with us. The balls of fire. We don't come out. I did a time reached in the program. I said, fire! Then 14 of them started manifesting. In fact, most of them ran away. We have to run and go and catch them and bring them back and apply deliverance. Yes. I didn't know the story. His sister, I came back from Makurdi, and my sister was telling me story, feedback, that one of them went and told the husband, and the husband is teaching in the same school with my sister, and he told my sister man brought back information that they came to the meeting that they didn't know I am the one that is going to preach. They didn't know I'm the one, that they have known me. Is you that? Hey, Jesus. They know you. Or that is because they know you, that's why they are hitting you like this. You don't know if you make noise here, they will take that. Make noise here, they will take that. They will say, who is even this guy? The same way we can also make ourselves popular in the courts of heaven. Actually, we can. By obedience, faithfulness, especially consistency. 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 You become popular. The same way. They said they didn't know I am the one, else they wouldn't have come. That, because when I come, I will start smiling. He told my sister, he said, don't mind that he smile. He's fire everywhere. Fire, fire, fire. He said that the king of the the person in charge of the coven said that they have been running away from me, that anytime they hear I'm the one coming, all of them will disappear. Those things you are running away from your family, they will see you finally and run away. That is the mandate that the Holy Ghost wants to accomplish through your life. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that God wants to dominate, and he has no other means but to use you. Because the scripture says that my people shall be willing in the day of my power. It means that the mandate has been handed over to the Holy Ghost, but he needs an army of men to fulfill that very agenda. He is incapacitated. He is a spirit. And even though he is the Almighty Holy Ghost, he still needs a body to operate in this realm. So it's only men that have learned the pathway of willingness. Because the word willingness is not the word of mortals, it's the word of the immortals. You cannot understand willingness until you have experienced what Jesus experienced at the Garden of Gethsemane, where he came to a point, he said, "Not my will, what? But thy will." So it is not about free will, it's about somebody coming to a point where he has died to his ambition. I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. That's for children. The people that have understood the workings of God in their life, in their territory, are men that are willing men. They have come to a point where they are tied to the agenda. They have nothing to pursue in this life except the mandate of the Holy Ghost, the mandate of dominion. How long will you stay till God's hand will come upon your family? How long will you stay till your brother is still experiencing some issues of wickedness manifest in their life? It's because you are not yet willing enough. These are the words of them that do not sleep. It's only watchers and immortals that understand the word willingness. And willingness can be measured, because Jesus said at some point, he said, "The words I say, the work I do, the life I live is not my own, but he that lives in me, the Father that is in me." But the time came, we also find out that this man has the capacity to live an unwilling life. And on that day he submitted. It was on that account that the scripture now said that there is a level of authority that was bestowed on him. The highest cadre of authority. God is seeking for willing men. Men that will put hands upon a measure of authority that is so strong that the dictates and plans of God for the territory will begin to break out. On that day, revival has come. Because God is not going to move in absence, in abstract. He is going to ride on the wings of men. On the day he landed, on the day of Pentecost, there was 120 there, and he landed upon them. After many years, the scripture says, these men that turn the city upside down, any place they enter, they turn it upside down. Any city, any family, any sphere, any workplace, any campus, they are equipped with all the equipment of heaven. They understand that they have only one agenda. They have died to their pursuit. They have died to the things they seek. They have died to the things they want to accomplish. They only have one desire, that the Christ that is seated in heavens, that his kingdom will be domiciled in the regions of men. God has given his soul a promise, and the Holy Ghost has been released with that mandate, and we have become the burden bearers. God will find a man in you, a rugged man. There is a certain kind of man that Satan is afraid of. When the demons met the seven sons of Sceva, they said, "Jesus I know, Paul I also know, Jesus I know, Stoma I know, Jesus I know, Chuk I know." Willing men. Willing men. The Holy Ghost has been looking for you for long. You don't know. There is a certain dimension of capacity, a project that he wants to display with your life, and because of a certain level of unwillingness, he's not saying Lord, Lord with my mouth. No, he's not Lord, Lord with my mouth. The word willingness is an immortal language. When you want to interpret it well, it is, there is total surrender captured in it.
There is abandonment captured in it. There is death. There is yieldedness captured in it. The reason why they still go to that shrine and send text message and it comes to you is because you are not dead yet. Yes, no? What can you do to a dead man? Listen to me now. Some of you, the thing that you say, the thing that they used to send to your village people, they send it and you still get it and you have the Holy Ghost. The challenge is that you are not a willing man. Thy people shall be willing. When? When? In the days of your power. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. God is looking for willing men. A time came when Jesus lived that certain kind of life. And a voice came from heaven. He said, "What? This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased." After some time, another voice came. He said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." And a season came when he was subjected to the office of the Pilate. And after Pilate has asked him many questions, he said, "Behold what? The man." Because on that day that Pilate finished interrogating him, we were able to get a certain kind of man. Are you sure you are submitted to the obedience of Jesus in such a way that you are the certain kind of man that we are looking for? What we see in people is a little bit of God and many measures of flesh, many measures of self, and many measures of ambition, many measures of carnality, many measures of sin. We are still trying to drag you out of pornography. We are still trying to drag you out of... How are you going to be the man? We are still getting you to pray for 1 hour. The scripture says your master, at some certain times, he prayed all night. This is the Son of God. The Son of God prayed all night. And remember, the scripture says that a disciple is not greater than the master. If Jesus prayed all night, don't expect anything less. Willing men. Revival will come on the wings of willing men. Men that are willing to stop at nothing. They told Paul, a prophet, a genuine prophet, prophesied to him and said, "If you go to Jerusalem, this will happen to you, this will happen to you." He said, that's what we are looking for. How far are you willing to go? What price are you willing to pay to see the hand of God come again in our territory? See, Jesus died for us, but he has an expectation from us. He wants to ride on us and be made king again. The day Jesus is made king in your life, he will begin to find expression in your territory. The day he is made king in your territory, that day revival has come. The context of revival is always territorial in nature. What's your plan by next year? Your general plan, what's your plan as a human being?
He said he wants to go for direct entry. What's God's plan? I don't know. You just told me your plan. Is your plan God's plan? Don't make God a liar. I have a burden because my generation has misrepresented God. He has reached a point, it seems as if our God is not powerful. We begin to talk about the God of our fathers as if that's where God expressed the greatest of his might. And that is the glory of the latter house. We are supposed to have something higher. Meanwhile, from what we are seeing, it seems as if we have not scratched the basis. What is wrong? God is looking for willing men. Willing men. They said of Smith Wigglesworth that from the day he got born again, he never read anything except his Bible. Why won't he be filled with faith? Some of you, what's the rainy movie now? What's the rainy seasonal movie now? Tell me. You must know now. Who will I ask now? Emma, yes, that's the one that came to my mind. Emma, what is the rainy seasonal movie now? You must know. Why is everybody denying me? Now, some of you have watched all the rainy seasonal movies, and then maybe around 6 a.m. in the morning, you now bribe God with 30 minutes prayer. After you have prayed that your nonsense 30 minutes prayer, you want God to just fall down on his throne. The truth is that you have not really gotten God's attention without your 1 hour prayer. Do you know who we are even talking about? He is still trying to cut out so many rubbish that is in your heart to see if he can gain good access to your heart. So the real work has not even started. With your 1 hour prayer, the real work has not started. They spoke about Katrin Kuman 18 hours before she ministers. She says, I die 1,000 deaths. And I'm not talking about people in ministry only. Have you heard of... Where is Ebube? Where is he? Have you heard of Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship? Do you know the person that started it? He's a Polish man. The man came to a point and he became a billionaire from dairy and became born again. And God gave him a revelation that it seemed as if this man from Ghana, God also gave him that revelation when he got born again and he was preaching to his father. His father chased him away. God now told him that there is such a thing as ministering to your kind. That his father moves with medical doctors at this level. You are just a student. They will feel you have not experienced life enough for you to come and minister to them. Except maybe you use supernatural. That's another way to speak at a higher level. But the man came and God told him that all these billionaires, it's not as if they don't want to be born again. It's just that they feel that the people preaching gospel are poor people. So he started calling meetings of billionaires. Imagine when he has 10 billion and you have one and he calls meeting, won't you come? Then when you come there, you kapatakatwa in tongues. You need the deal, so you must pray with him. So he began to teach them.
the mystery behind what he's doing. This thing cuts across board. Some of them, before the year starts, they pray and fast for 21 days just to know the mind of God concerning the decisions they are going to take in their business by year. Some of you, something as simple as money. If 10,000 enter your hand now, you put data on your phone. Buy this one. From where did you get that information from? Maybe when you people read scripture, you thought Jesus is joking. Jesus said, I do nothing on my own. When we mean nothing, we mean nothing. You woke up tomorrow and decided to eat that day. Who told you that that day is for eating? Jesus will wake up and go to the pool of Sychar and sit there, because that's where the Father is sitting. He will wake up. So you cannot just wake up and start having boyfriend and girlfriend. Is that where Jesus is? And then they will strike you in the night, and then you wake up just because you are baptized in the Holy. You know, we have magnified tongues a lot. You will start saying shaladadada, shaladadada. The demon will just be doing. How many of you know hand fan? Demon will just be using hand fan like this. They are not bothered. And I'm not just talking to normal people. There are pastors that have not prayed in 2 weeks, and they are pastoring people. We lack willing men. Give me bone. How much can God trust? How much are you willing to submit to the government of the Holy Spirit? How much? Can God trust you to be his man in your family? Can he? Eh? Don't be quick to answer. Can he trust you to be the man in your family? He was talking to Abraham. He said that I know Abraham. I know him because he will order his children correctly. Because the content of the covenant is that if we find nobody that is living based on the condition, because every covenant has condition. If God said, if we come to a generation and the people have stopped living the condition upon which the covenant was cut, on that day the covenant will stop working. So he said, I know Abraham because he will teach his children to know what to do so that this covenant will be fulfilled over them. Some of you have heard people prophesy to you, you will be this, you will be that, you will be that. No, it still requires willingness. Why the greatest prayer man can pray is, oh God, put your hands upon my life, break my will, move me until I become done. On the Garden of Gethsemane, there is a philosophy that Jesus wanted to sustain that is different from the one that the Father wanted him to for the first time. But on that day he cried, not my will, what a way. This is a man that is a language of the mothers. You don't know that language. You don't know the language of willingness. I think about the church fathers and I know we don't know the language of willingness. Some are just because few people are healed in your ministry. That's not it all. The man you are following, they say he will sit and be looking at scripture like this for days. The spoke of one Christ in me, the hope of glory. That man looked on it for days until he levitated. He didn't know. And we say our glory is greater than their own. These are men that subjected the soul to the authority of the spirit, and then the power that God has intended to which by which he is going to rule began to find expression in their life. On that day that you are willing, what will happen is that power will begin to come out of your life. Finally, you will go and meet your family. And the man that left was a normal man, but the one that arrived is a prophet. The scripture says Elijah the Tishbite was of the inhabitants of the Gilead. We don't know from where he's coming from. All we know is that on that day he said, before the Lord God whom I was, I stand, there shall neither be dew nor rain. We need those men to stand again in our city, because I have come to a point where I understood that believers will gather together and say they want to pray against the bad that is happening in the society. Haven't you heard them praying for Nigeria? They gather 1 million people, they will pray, nothing will happen. That means something is wrong. The people that are praying are not really men. They have not come to a point where the authority of God is strong in their life. The powers that is in the territory will just be saying, we don't know anybody amongst you. Because it's not only Jesus that has a name in the spirit. Men also have name in the spirit. Because they said what? Jesus I want? No. But it's not only Jesus what? Paul I also want? No. So in the spirit, there is a name that you sustain. And certain doors can only open to certain names. Are you with me now? If you are with me, say amen. Certain doors can only open to certain names. So there are things in our society, in our territory, there are things that we seek to happen that will never happen until certain caliber of men begin to emerge. Willing men that have stayed long under the hand of the Holy Ghost. Because remember that the mandate of dominion is a mandate that was given to the Holy Ghost. Just that for him to accomplish it, he needs willing men. When men have stayed under his tutelage for long enough, the scripture says that he called them to be with him, that after that time he will send them forth. The Bible says that they took knowledge of these men and saw that they have been with Jesus. What kind of men are they? How long did they stay with Jesus? Were they there drinking tea? Were they there doing whatever? Were they there saying first class and all those things? That's not how you conquer your territory. That's not how things begin to change. I saw something, and they said that if you go to the north, that the distance for common entrance is 14. If you come down to the east, is 169. Now, when they start giving government appointment, I hope this my message don't go to well, whatever. When they start giving appointment, they will be the ones that will have 50. We down here we have 3 or 2. It is on that day that you understand that your certificate is useless. Because if it's based on qualification and certificate, we and us should be the ones that is up there. These people understand kingdom. They understand dominion. They understand that all they need to do is to be there. And they make a way for others. They can stay there and change the rules because they are in charge. Willing men. Satan has stayed too long in our land and in our territory. We cry to the Almighty to put his hand strong upon our life. That the men that we emerge will be men that are of the order of lions. When you rule, territories begin to crumble. They spoke about Lucifer. They said the one that this week in the nations, there is an anointing that was upon his life. The anointing was called the Mimsak. The anointing that weakens nations. That thing has not ceased from God's archives. It's still remaining there. We are trusting God to bless us with Mimsak again. Anointing that weakens nations. When you are alive here, your family, they will know it's not by age, it's not by years, it's about how much you have interacted with the essence that is inside of you. The spirit of God inside of you is as old as creation, is as old as God. In fact, is older than anything itself, is the ancient one himself. So the resources he's able to minister to you is as old as God himself. You have not tapped into that resource. You have not been willing enough. You have not given yourself to the things that will bring forth the dimensions of God in your life. What it takes for you to conquer your territory. You have been sleeping too much. You have been eating too much. You have indulged in the flesh for too long. For how long will you continue like this? When God is crying for willing men, the promise that the Father gave the Son is still tarrying because we have not seen a certain kind of man that it takes for his power to be shown. He said, the Lord said to my Lord. You are mighty on your throne. Pray forth, O Spirit of the deep. Cry out, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne. The contention in inheritance is the contention of thrones. The scripture was talking in the book of Matthew. He said that on the day that Jesus was born, he said that a man Herod came and said that come and show me that every baby that is less than 2 years old should be killed. And the scripture said that Rachel was crying. It was a prophecy that was captured in the book of Jeremiah. He said that Rachel wept for her children. The challenge is that on the day that thrones were fighting, you decided to be a child. Are you with me now? The people died on that day because they were children. Not because they intended to kill them. They said everybody less than 2 years old should all enter into the sword. They died. When thrones are fighting, children become victims. May you not be children in these days of warfare. Because things are happening and thrones are contending. God is looking for willing men, not children. And when I talk about men, I'm not talking about gender. Because the scripture says in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, it said, For men ought always to pray and not to faint. And in verse 3, the scripture says, in a certain city, a certain woman. So he's never talking about gender. He's talking about a facility, an infrastructure in the spirit, where the identity of men is being revealed. As you begin to engage in prayer, your identity is revealed. The scripture says, when Jesus prayed, he prayed and prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. And then the disciples began to know that the man that was sitting with them was not a normal man, that is the ageless one. There is a man yet in you. And when we give ourselves to this infrastructure, something begins to break out of our life. Begins to break out. On that day, it's not about whether you're male or female. It's about how much you have given yourself to this day. And then your identity will be made known in the spirit. On that day you will be a female, but you are called a man. The scripture said in the book of Judges that in the time of Deborah, we are looking for male, we can't see them. And the woman sat like a judge. He sat in the territory and he began to legislate and begin to bring forth the counsel of God upon the territory. He never allowed the tokens of God to be lost. He fought and fought and fought until he pierced that king with the spear and the spear from her hand. He's a woman. How was she able to do it? Is an understanding that I'm not limited. Just because the men are there does not limit me from functioning in the capacity that God has ordained for me. If I will only give myself, God looks for willing men. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know? In his hands is the keys to eternal life. A little here and a little there. Until the day we turn,
He's at work in you, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Oma kante, kora aseko, kante, orate, akambo, maikate. Bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know? In His hand is the keys to eternal life. A little here and a little there, until the day we dawn, the day star arises in our hearts. The Father gave the Son His word, and it can be broken. Hey, you are implicated by that covenant and promise that the Father gave His Son. When He told Him, sit down, on that day that He said sit down, His Son shook up. Because by that statement you were implicated. There is no other way that agenda will be accomplished except somebody like Stoneman arises. Because it's by your hand. God will weaken the nations and bring to submission everything that has set itself out of the government of God, out of the dictate of the kingdom. Satan is not that powerful. He's not that powerful. When willing men arise, men that are willing to drop everything they know and submit again afresh to the Holy Ghost, and then begin to experience His workings in their life. You don't know how far God can go with your life until you begin to surrender and tell Him, see my life, use me. Here I am. I know that there is a glory that will come out of this one if I begin to surrender to the workings of the Holy Ghost in my life. This is not all that God intends by my life. I know that if only I can submit to the workings of the Holy Ghost, He will make a wonder out of me. He will make a great man out of me. The thing that will burst out of my life will be a wonder to my generation. A wonder. A man that will subdue nations. A man that will subdue the powers that have elsewhere in our territory. The regime of darkness is over because men arise, men that are willing to submit to the dealings and workings of the Holy Ghost in such a manner and extent that His power will be manifest in our life, that His glory will shine forth so much so that the kingdom will come, that the will of God will be done, that the revival we seek will come. Men, willing men that are not ready to stop at anything, they are willing to go the extra mile. When God wakes them up in the night, they wake up. When God says fast, they fast. When God says pray, they pray. When God says surrender, they surrender. When they haven't called, they answer. Are there men here? I want you to say, oh God, here I am. Thy people shall be willing in the days of thy power. When there is willingness in a man, then get ready for a dimension of God that you never know existed. There is an effort that is coming into our territory, and we are those men that God is going to lead. Look no further. Abena kante, kamando kabatata, kaiko baya, baya, okota kaita. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. I don't care if you are a pastor, a minister. That's nothing. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. There is a call. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit.
Men that will cry and say, I know God before, but this is not what it takes. I know I've preached before. I know I've healed the sick. I know God has used me one way or the other. I stand and people shook under power, but the territory is still held in darkness. The altar, the power of our government house is not from God. Is it that God is not powerful enough? He's willing men. In the day of Elijah, in the day of Jehu, these are the men that their front, the frontage where they display their power, is not with small children, is in the government house. Until we begin to display our power and authority in the government house, there is little we can accomplish. There is a man called St. Patrick of Ireland. Whenever he enters the city, he doesn't go to common men first. He goes to the seat of power. Because he said God told him that anytime you get the power and authority of a city, that you have generally got in the city. The man can call for a forum and everybody will gather. Imagine where governor calls for a forum. You are a commissioner, you are an occultist, you will come because you want to collect your salary. That's the thing that we seek. We begin to disciple governors, disciple presidents, disciple commissioners. It will only happen in the day that you are willing, then the power that it takes. This man does not submit to too much talk. They submit when they see realities manifest. When we have submitted ourselves to the government of the Holy Ghost long enough that his authority has found expression in our hearts. So strong that they will perceive it. Because when God's authority is in our hands, it will affect our territory. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands is the key to eternal life. I lead to you, and I lead to there, until the day is done. He's out walking me, bringing everything. In obedience to Christ. What is it that you are still struggling with? God is still trying to collect it from you. You refuse. Tonight you will drop it. Because God has come to put his hands upon your life. In his hands is the key to eternal life. A little way, and a little day, until the day is done. He's outworking you. Bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hand is the key to eternal life. A little here and a little there. Until you there with us, he's our work, bringing everything. I am in obedience to Christ. Abokasaba, bringing everything. In obedience to Christ, bringing everything. In obedience to Christ, bringing everything. In obedience to Christ, he's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. He's the Holy Ghost, Shepherd of the King of Kings. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Age to come. It's a prayer. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Abba, bring in everything. It's a prayer. In obedience to Christ. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride.
until the day is done. He is our work to do. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ.
Apocasso.
Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit.
Apocasso.
Don't you know, in his hands is the key to eternal life.
Ayako, it's a prayer.
A little here and a little there, until the day is done. He's a walking, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Bringing everything. In obedience to God. For he is the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God.
The Holy Spirit has come with a mandate.
He is the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings.
His hand will come upon you strong.
He is the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the age to come. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. He is the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God.
Christ, oh God, put your hands on my life.
Be the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings.
Until I am willing.
He is the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the
Age to come.
Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his death is the key to eternal. A little here and a little there, until the day is done. He's our work in you, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Don't you know, sister, in his hands is the key to eternal life.
Parakakwa!
A little here and a little there, until the day is done. He's our work in you, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands is the key to eternal life. A little here and a little there, until the day is done. He's our work, bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
That's your pride, flesh, stubbornness, arrogance, selfish ambition. He's on the way to what God wants to do. Lay it down, 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 lay it down.
Don't you know, in his hands is the key to eternal life. A little here and a little there, until the day is done. He's our work in you,
Spirit of the living God, he's here. He's the Holy Ghost, Shepherd of the King of Kings. He's here. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the age to come, bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
He's the Holy Ghost, he's here.
Listen to me. Shimurana ne mago ne marane mo. Apanana kamania ne morosa ne mano. Amane ne mago sana manade. Nibro na na mago na 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 na. Shibre de 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 de. Listen to me now with your spirit. Shana Branamana Kamananamo. Ibirini Mikimini Nimona Sanamo. Listen to me with your spirit. Berenemo Sanemono Nimanane Nemono Shinamo Nimo Nemonago Sane Nimanano Inanamo Nianamo Nimono Sanemane. Ah, Jesus. Ambrate parante katai. There are a certain group of people that will cry to God now.
and say, God, there is more to my life that I'm seeing. I want to surrender and yield to you so much that the purposes and prophecies that my ordination has captured will begin to manifest in this city. Today, I'm willing to be a willing man. If you are that person, come out here in the next 2 minutes. I will count to 10. If you are not out, I'm going to pray for you. We are going to pray for you. Just kneel down. Just kneel down. Cry to God. Cry to God. Something will begin to happen in your life. If I count 10 and you are not yet, if you can kneel down, kneel down. If you can lie down, lie down. Begin to cry to God. Angels are taking notice and taking your name. Mark you out for a special purpose and a special working. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! Oh my God, 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 cry to him, 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 cry to him. Cry to him. Cry to him. He's more than this. Put your hands on my life. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Jesus. Omoro sinamo. Omoro sinamo. Omoro sinamo. There are still people that should be here. I'm not doing altar call for you to be born again. I'm doing altar call for a higher level of consecration and surrender. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. There are people that should be here, and I will count to 10. If you are not here, it's okay. We can go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known? Reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known? Reveal the glory of the living Lord. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known? Reveal the glory of the living Lord. There is a brooding upon the people here. There is a brooding. There is a brooding. There is a brooding. The Holy Ghost is brooding. He is brooding. He is brooding. The glory of the living God. Spirit of the He's brooding. He's brooding. He's brooding. Oh my God. The glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let it be your prayer. Life of your real Let the truth of your kingdom reign us. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory come. Let the weight of your glory come. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known? Reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known? Reveal the glory of the living
the weight of your glory comes. He's brooding over every darkness, and he's causing light to shine from darkness.
Ha. God will make a wonder out of you today. Just watch out. Watch out what your life will take to after today. Don't look at your neighbor. He's between you and God now.
Light to shine from darkness. He's pulling over every darkness. He's causing light to shine from darkness. He's brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. Holy Ghost, you are brooding over every darkness. And you are causing light to shine from darkness.
Cry to him, oh.
You are brooding over every weakness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every weakness. And you are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Just stand up, stand up. If you can, just stand up.
You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing.
There is somebody that should join. You join now. You join before. You are usher.
Over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. Causing light to
there is something in you that is calling me, but I don't know if you are ready. My God.
Holy Ghost, you are ruled over me.
Somebody call Victoria for me. That place, just raise your hand there. Raise your hand.
From darkness,
he's rolling over every darkness. 1, 2, 3. He's causing light to shine from darkness. He's rolling over every darkness. He's causing light to shine from darkness. He's brooding over every darkness. He's causing light to shine from darkness. Oh,
give somebody your mind.
Oh. In the next 1 minute, there will be activations and ordinations, impartations.
prophetic intercessors, prophetic warriors, prophetic judges, women from the order of Deborah, women from the order of Deborah, women from the order of Deborah. Holy Ghost, hear them!
Holy Ghost, you will rule.
Hear them, hear them! Holy Ghost!
Over every darkness, you are horsing.
Yes, yes, yes! Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. That just came now. And I don't know, unless there is a way these people will be intelligent enough to maximize their break. That's the only way we need to cover up, because the course content is large in these 3 days. We don't know many things God wants to do. Where you are on the ground standing up, lift up your hands. Let's, pastors, let's also lift our hands. Let's raise this incense and direct it to the four corners of the territory of Southeast. People will be sleeping on their bed and having encounters now on the account of this meeting. Cultists will be seeing Jesus now. Authority in government house, things, structures, things will happen. Raise your hand. Send this energy to the four corners of this Southeast. Southeast, receive the move of the Holy Ghost. Like a whirlwind, like a whirlwind, like a whirlwind, like a whirlwind. From house to house, from person to person, from campus to
the shadow of your wings. We want to see you just like a rushing mighty wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wings. Ah.
Altars and structures, they are falling. It seems as if we are marching and the altars are falling. She has a word. And as altars are falling, things are falling, things are falling.
Hallelujah.
There are many people that came up. Elisha said, oh God, open the eyes of this my servant, that he will see that they that are with us are far greater than they that are with them. The context is not they or we, it is the people that are with us and with them. And they that are with us is greater than they that are with them. There are 10,000, but their power is with they that are with them. We also, there are they that are with us, and there are many.
Yes, sir.
There are many.
Oh, like a mighty wind.
Hey.
Spirit of victory. Oh, with your